This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Mayor John Whitmire could lose the endorsement of the party he's been affiliated with for more than 50 years. The Harris County Democratic Party will vote later this month to withhold his endorsement because Whitmire attended a fundraiser for Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Nearly 100 precinct chairs are signed on to the resolution, which already passed two committees by wide margins. They argue Whitmire crossed a line from working across the aisle to actively supporting the GOP. Carisha Rogers is co-chair of the Houston Progressive Caucus.
You can work with the Republicans to get policies done, but you should never be working directly for their cause by going to their fundraiser.
Up to 600 precinct chairs will vote on the resolution on December 14th. They previously voted down a related rule change that would prohibit Democratic candidates from fundraising for Republicans, though the progressives plan to reintroduce that measure. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Harris County is offering debris pickup and drop-off services for residents impacted by last week's tornadoes. Debris pickup services began yesterday in affected neighborhoods. Debris can include construction materials, damaged home appliances, and electronics. Otherwise, debris can be dropped off all week at Deputy Darren Goforth Park in Cypress or Kissing Tree Park in Spring. Harris County Commissioner Tom Ramsey represents the area and has led the recovery process.
Essentially, there were 217 damaged structures. 13 of those were major, and it covered a pretty broad area.
Ramsey says recovery crews were able to hit the ground running within an hour after the tornado hit. The Gulf Coast Transit District is partnering with Galveston Island Transit to launch a new bus route connecting Galveston to the mainland. The route will begin run between Texas City and the Strand Street in Galveston. Service for the new route began yesterday. It will run through Saturday, from 6 in the morning to 8 in the evening. A one-way ticket costs $1 or 50 cents for seniors over 65, people with disabilities, and students.